And the two areas that we're going to focus on this chart are Utah and Florida. So let's go to Utah. You see the enclosed shaded area associated with the low pressure system over northern Utah? Look at the bottom left panel. And you see there's a double asterisk in the bottom left panel. That indicates continuous snow. So if I were to ask you about the enclosed shaded area associated with the low pressure system over northern Utah, you would know that it is forecast to have continuous snow. Those asterisks are not in the area. They're actually outside the area, but there's an arrow that points them into the shaded area. There's not enough room. It would be too cluttered if they were put in that area. Continuous snow. Figure 20 has a 12-hour and a 24-hour look ahead. The left panel is the 12-hour, and the right panel is the 24-hour. Well, the lower panels are both the surface. The upper panels are surface to 24,000. It says surface to 400 millibars, but that's what 24,000 is, 400 millibars. So, Utah, 12-hour significant weather prognostic chart. Interpret the weather symbol, if you will, that's depicted on the 12-hour significant weather prog chart in Utah. The symbol has the numbers 180. That means that there is moderate turbulence from the surface to 18,000 feet. All right, now let's go to Florida. Both upper panels, Florida is outlined by a scalloped line. The scalloped line says that the visibility is 3 to 5 miles. It's marginal VFR, ceilings 1 to 3,000 feet. Now, knowing that, if I were to ask you what weather is forecast for the Florida area just ahead of the stationary front during the first 12 hours, well, you see on the lower panel there is a stationary front. And what weather is forecast ahead of the stationary front? You have to look at both panels to answer the question, because I'm dealing with the first 12 hours. It was in my question. So look at the left panel. The top panel shows that the weather is marginal VFR. The bottom panel shows the symbol for rain. You see the shaded area with the three circles, or the three dots? That's rain. So the answer is ceilings 1 to 3,000 feet and or visibility 3 to 5 miles with continuous precipitation. One more question regarding Florida. On the 12-hour panel, what is the freezing level over Florida? 12-hour panel is on the left. The freezing level is on the upper panel. There's a dashed line showing that the freezing level is above mean sea level, and the numbers 120 are next to it. That's indicating that the freezing level is 12,000 feet. And that concludes the discussion of these significant weather prognostic. Now let's move on to figure number 21.